Unit 5. Art of Fashion Designing.
时尚设计艺术
Lesson 1. Fashion Stylist.
时装造型师
2. Reading. Develop your own style. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Many women have told me, I don't know what to do when it comes to style.Developing your own personal style takes time and direction. Personal style is also about personal discovery and trying to convey the message to the world. Here are a few of my tips for developing one's own style. Find out what you like. Fashion magazines provide all types of style, and you should bookmark the looks that you like.Personally, I have both a notebook and PowerPoint slides that hold both my clippings and soft copies of style. Set goals for your style. If you're in the business of fashion, then it makes sense for you to be fashionable. If you are a lawyer, then looking sharp and polished is an excellent way to go. Even if you're looking to find that special someone, style can play into that as well.Believe it or not, a lot of my clients, after my help, found guys within months. Define what you like. There are dozens of specific styles, but most people think their style as classic, trendy, edgy, girly, etc. By knowing your own style, you know what you're looking for while shopping. Also, don't feel like you can't have different styles on different days,But sometimes you will be totally different by adding in different elements to your look. Assess your lifestyle. Now that you know what you like, you will want to find your lifestyle. Know your lifestyle through job and leisure activities. If you are a working mom, then your style may be a little different from a girl who is single with a full-time job and likes nightclubs. Your style should be practical to your lifestyle.Closet check. Check your closet. What you already have. What you want. Make a note of staples that you have in your closet. Even the edgiest of styles can still be put together with black pants or a black skirt.
3. Listening. Working as a stylist. Listen to and read the dialogue.Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
I always feel puzzled at your job, stylist. Who needs a fashion stylist anyway? Oh, our customers range from celebrities who are looking for different images from time to time, to everyday people such as moms at home and young people. Where do you usually work? Do you go to people's home to help them?No, we generally work from our own home. Most of fashion stylists are freelancers, so we actually work for ourselves. How much can you earn every month as a stylist? In terms of income, it can be from very little to enormous amount. I've heard that most fashion stylists work very hard. Is that true?That's absolutely true. Designing styles for your customers is a creative process, and you need to be totally committed to it. Sometimes it drives you crazy. How many hours do you normally work every day? Oh, it very much depends on the number of projects that I have taken on. Sometimes you need to work continually for several days.
4. Listening. How to become a fashion stylist.
Listen to and read the conversation. Choose the best answer to each question.
Hi, buddy. What are you going to do this afternoon? Want to play basketball with us?
No, I'm afraid I've no time. I have a pile of magazines to read.
What magazines?
Fashion styling.
I want to become a stylist in 5 years, as fashion styling has become...One of the most popular emerging professions globally. As far as I know, finding work as a fashion stylist is very competitive, but you need to work very hard to gain employment in this field.
I know, but it has been my dream since my childhood. Besides, I always have new ideas, and I can draw very well, which will be a waste if not well applied. Being creative is not enough for a stylist. You must have some business sense. Besides, don't assume that you can lead a comfortable life after getting a job as a fashion stylist. I quite agree with you. That's why, apart from browsing these magazines and some fashion websites, I have also enrolled classes to learn the basics of economics. Moreover, to become a good fashion stylist, you must have a passion for fashion and a keen eye for details. In addition, you must constantly research the most recent trends. Yes, you are right. I have bought the tickets for some fashion shows and have attended 3 lectures on professional training. I believe all these will help me understand how the industry works and open up more doors for me. Lesson 2. Fashion Designing.
服装设计.
2. Reading. How to Become a Fashion Designer.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
You know you're destined to be a fashion designer if you spent most of your childhood making clothes for your Barbie dolls, read fashion magazines instead of your school books, or ran a boutique out of your basement at age 10. In other words, if you want to be the next Yves Saint Laurent, it helps to be completely obsessed with fashion. Working as a fashion designer can mean supervising a design team at a sportswear company or producing a label under your own name. Although the former career may not seem as good as the latter, it certainly will make your life less stressful. To create your own label takes a lot of time, energy, and hard work. There are as many different ways to embark upon a fashion career as there are styles of design. Ralph Lauren's Polo Empire was founded on a small tie collection that he sold to Bloomingdale's. Helmut Lang decided to open his own clothing store when he couldn't find a t-shirt that he liked. However, most people find that the best foundation for a design career is to get a fine arts degree in fashion at a good school. Besides teaching you the craft, a good school will also add credibility to your resume. There are a lot of colleges that have fashion programs, but only a few have the kind of reputation that can really push your career. Drawing is an important skill for a designer. It is the way you communicate your ideas. You also need to get some sewing experience before applying. Taking art classes will help you understand form and proportion. But you don't have to be an expert drawer. The most important quality is that you are truly passionate about fashion. 4. Listening. Surviving in fashion industry. Listen to and read a passage about fashion industry. Choose the best answer to each question.
In today's world, fashion designing is considered to be one of many exciting career options that are available to the youngsters today. One of the main reasons for this is the fact that the textile as well as the garment industry in our country has always done exceedingly well. So if you're someone with a creative and innovative mind along with style and a good fashion sense, then a career in fashion industry is the perfect choice for you. The fashion industry gives you complete satisfaction as far as the creativity is concerned, and also gives you a lot of fame, recognition, and money. However, it is very important to have both creativity and managerial abilities to sustain in the fashion industry for very long. Thus, if you're someone who possesses both of them, it is not a very difficult task to survive in the fashion industry, and the key to success in the fashion industry is nothing but innovation. A large number of job opportunities exist in every single sector, and each sector is completely different and needs a totally different skill set when compared to other ones. The various sectors which exist in the fashion industry are garment designing, footwear designing, leather designing, jewelry designing, and many more.